Five.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thank you for being here today. We're going to talk about timber and forestry issues and the Douglas County chapter of Oregon Women in Timber. Whitney Hinneman, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So tell folks a little bit about yourself, your involvement in the timber industry. Where do you work? What do you do?
Sure. So I am a third generation forester. I currently work for Silver Butte Timber Company. I'm the Timberlands Manager there, and we are the Timberlands associated with C&D Lumber and Riddle. We have about 45,000 acres in Coos, Douglas, and Jackson counties that I manage with another forester, and there we get to manage timber from start to finish, from seedling to stump, so I get to do kind of the full gamut there at Silver Butte.
How long have you done that?
I have been working in the industry for just over 10 years, and then obviously as an intern in college before that.
So what led you to picking that career route?
Well, both my parents were foresters, so I always swore I would never be a forester. So I went to school to study something completely different and then spent a summer actually fighting fire for the Forest Service and just fell in love with working in the woods and realized that I actually did have pitch in my veins and it was time to go to forestry school. So that's what I did.
So what was the other career you're going to do, you thought?
Well, I was going to be a landscape architect, and my dream was to design like fancy yards and fancy parks, and here I am.
You're still in the ballpark at least.
Yeah. But at least I'm outside designing forests now instead of.
So you talked about your parents. Does that go way back with them?
Yep. Oh, yeah. They both spent both of their careers in the woods. And my grandpa before that was a forester, too. So definitely, I always joke I have pitch in my veins. Hard to escape.
What is it that you like best about what you do?
Oh, boy. What I really love is that every day is different. I get to, spend time in the woods doing something different with different people every day, seeing different things every day, especially for the company that I work for. We have timberland spread, from the coast all the way over to Prospect. So every day is a little bit different, and I just get to really see sustainable forest management in live action.
So do you spend more of your time out on these properties or in the office, or is it a mix?
It's a mix. I've recently taken kind of this more manager position, but as a forester, I was out in the woods every day. If I was in the office, it must have been a really bad day.
So as you're out there, and I've been told by other people who have other careers where they find themselves out there a lot, that, they are almost regret days they have to stay in the office.
Yeah, that was me. I mean, I definitely enjoy an office day when it's rainy or cold outside, but or 116 degrees like we had earlier this year. But yeah, being in the woods is definitely where most people who work in the woods love to be.
What do you get from that experience being out there that maybe a lot of people miss when they're just driving down a highway and looking over and saying, oh, those are some nice trees?
I always wonder that. I see the forest for what it really is. And I think a lot of people just see, trees and maybe clear cuts. People, like to see maybe the negative aspect of proper forest management. But I think I like to see, I like to appreciate all aspects of forestry when I'm in the forest. I get to kind of see the full gamut. I get to see harvest operations. I get to see reforestation. I get to see all the benefit to wildlife and water and all the good stuff that's really happening in the forest that most people probably don't even really understand what's happening out there.
Well, so with that many acres, you've got a lot of ground to cover and think. What are kind of some of the things you do when you're out on the properties?
Sure. Well, it really just depends on the season. In forestry, I always kind of joke we have four major seasons, and it's logging and road building in the summer, site prep, which is preparing a site for really reforestation, planting, and spring spray season. So I get kind of the full gamut working for a small company like I do. So every day I'm out either chasing loggers and road builders or tree planters or helicopters or kind of doing the pre-work for all of those projects in between. So a little bit of everything.
It would seem like there's a lot of planning that goes into managing that, because you have in normal times, trees at different stages of growth, and maybe as you log an area and you're planning to, you know, what you do next in that area. I mean, it seems like there's a lot to it.
Yes, there's a lot of planning, and actually foresters are planning 30 years in advance on a lot of our forests now. We're growing really improved seedling stock. We're selecting for quality genetics in our seedlings. That takes many, many years to grow quality seed. And then, we're growing seedlings for our harvest units at least 2 years ahead of time. And then lots of planning goes into just even a harvest operation as far as selling the wood to the mill, hiring the logger, complying with all of the Oregon Forest Practices Act rules that are applied to our industry. And those are managed by Oregon Department of Forestry. So there's definitely a lot of pre-work that goes into all of these operations.
And then you have things like that you can't control, like the housing market when things go up or down, or you've got the Canadian lumber issue and prices and just overall economic factors. It's kind of like, it seems to me, being in agriculture in terms of, you know, growing food crops, because you could do a lot of things correctly and then you're crossing your fingers that you have the success you were hoping for.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we're really dependent on a quality log market, or a stable log market, I should say. And also, a lumber market on the other side to make sure that we have a home to send our wood to.
So do you have a lot of friends that work in the industry doing similar things to what you do?
I do. Yeah, I have many friends who work in the woods, either biologists or even loggers, road builders, and then obviously lots of foresters. Yeah. We all tend to stick together.
So tell us a little bit more about, now you mentioned the two companies, kind of one falls into the other, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So our overarching company is C&D Lumber, and we're a Douglas fir, cedar, Port Orford and Incense Cedar Mill located in Riddle, and that's managed by the Johnson family. We're the actually sixth generation at this point. My boss is the sixth generation owner, so it's definitely a small family owned and family run. They're all very involved still in the business, and we make dimensional lumber, 2-inch product. We make lots of timbers, decking products, and then landscape timbers also at C&D Lumber. So the timberlands definitely complement our product line at C&D.
And then the other company is basically the land itself?
Exactly. Yep. So Silver Butte Timber Company is the land side of C&D Lumber.
And what do you like about the fact that you've got a company that's working kind of holistically? You're growing the trees, but then you've also got the other operations.
Yeah, exactly. I really enjoy seeing kind of the full circle there, you know, knowing that the seedlings that I'm planting today are, you know, probably my boss's grandchild's future there at the mill. So it's really neat to just be there and see full circle, seedling to stump, really.
So were you, your company, impacted by any of the fire situation in the last year or so?
You know, we are very lucky, and we didn't lose anything in the 2000 fires or 2020 fires. And we lost a little bit here this last summer with some of those lightning fires that we had in early July. But other than that, we have been very lucky. And that's probably the blessing in disguise of having timberland spread out so much across three counties, is that if we are impacted by fire, it's often kind of very minimal.
Have you had an opportunity to go out to those locations, maybe other companies where you know people, and see some of those properties, knowing what they look like before?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We definitely, I've spent a lot of time on burnt timberland in Douglas County and beyond. And yeah, it's pretty devastating. But I think that's also an opportunity to be very hopeful for the future. There's lots of new seedlings growing out there. And most of the wood on the industrial timberland was salvaged and is now, you know, turned into a resource that we're using still as far as wood products goes.
But it was a very tough situation when you've got different, you know, you've got 5-year-old trees and 10-year-old trees and all that, and suddenly you have no trees.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Because you depend on all these phases of growth and what you can harvest from, and now you're starting over. What have you seen from some of the folks elsewhere in the industry?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are heartbreaking situations when young plantations burn, because you get, you know, nothing out of them, but you've already dumped a lot of money into them and you have to just start over. So it's definitely heartbreaking when that happens. So now we're going to have many, many, many acres of you know, one similar age stands, which will be, you know, hopefully a benefit in the future when they're all ready to be harvested again. But it's definitely hard to lose young plantations like that on timber companies.
So tell us about Oregon Women in Timber. What's the group all about?
Sure. So Oregon Women in Timber is a group that was formed in 1978. We're a nonprofit 501c3 educational organization, and our mission is to create awareness and appreciation for the value of trees, and then also just to encourage an understanding about the protection, management, and conservation of the renewable resource that we have growing in the forest.
Do you think there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of understanding about that issue and maybe just take one position or the other based on what they've heard?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that most people have a very strong opinion about either the timber industry or forestry in general. And it's definitely hard to sway a lot of the people who have a negative opinion of our industry. But that's definitely one of the goals of Oregon Women in Timber, is to promote the good work that people are doing in the forest.
So what about the Douglas County chapter? How many of you are involved?
You know, I think our chapter is up to 12 to 16 members at this point. We were established in 2018, so we're a fairly young chapter, but we're pretty mighty. We've been pretty busy the last few years.
We're going to find out more about that when we come back. Whitney Hinneman with us, Douglas County Chapter of the Oregon Women in Timber. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Douglas County, 1249, News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1, and later today, KQEN Local Talk at 4, Your Q with Shannon Sebastian on. Tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, Superintendent Jared Corden of the Roseburg Public Schools. A lot of issues facing educators right now. We're going to check in and see, as the school year is several weeks in, just what the Roseburg School District is dealing with. Whitney Hinneman with us now from the Douglas County Chapter of the Oregon Women in Timber. And remind folks about the two companies you work for.
C&D Lumber and Silver Butte Timber Company.
So we were talking just before the break about Oregon Women in Timber. Do you have any idea, all told around the state, how many people that encompasses?
Oh boy, now you're asking hard questions. So we have 6 chapters. We have a Clatsop County Chapter, Coos County, Douglas County, the Landing Chapter, which includes Polk, Marion, and Yamhill Counties, Lane County, and Union County. So between all of this, I'm not sure how many members there are in Oregon, but quite a few at this point.
And I imagine now you said the local chapter's only been going since 2018. Then we had this little COVID thing pop up, and that probably has shifted some of what you're able to do.
Yes, yeah, we've had a lot of Zoom meetings recently, like everybody else, but it's definitely not as convenient to be such a young chapter and not be able to get together so frequently.
And normally, it looks like you were beginning to get out sometimes and go into schools and things like that.
Yes, yeah, we spent a little time going into schools and kind of spreading the good news about forest management and about Oregon Women in Timber into these schools. We really believe that exposing young students to forestry and the forest sector, whether it be potential jobs or just the idea of forest management, is really important, especially in counties like Douglas County, where we're surrounded by forestry and we're really involved in a lot of forest sector jobs in this county. It's nice to kind of spread the good news of forestry really early.
While there are a lot of families that for, you know, generationally, even if they weren't involved in forestry or timber at all, are folks that like to go out into the great outdoors and hunt and fish and hike and all those things. But do you also find, as you've talked to young people, a lot of kids that live in Douglas County that really have no idea what's going on 20 miles down the road?
Yes. That's so amazing to me that kids really aren't getting out in the woods as much as they used to, at least when I was growing up. And that's why it really is so important to be in the school and in the classrooms with these young kids, teaching them about the outdoors and the forest products and, you know, how relevant all of this stuff really is to everybody in our county.
Now, for some kids, they would complain about the lack of signal on their device if yeah. they go too far out in the woods.
Yeah. Sounds like a personal problem, doesn't it?
Well, but for a lot of kids, they are so grounded in the technology that, you know, it's always there. And then you take them out to a, you know, a forested location and they're like, whoa, wait a second. This doesn't work.
I know. Yep. To me, that's a blessing. But probably to young kids, that would be a curse to a lot of people.
So you mentioned that every day is a little bit different for you. Take like a typical week in terms of some of the things you have to deal with.
Sure. Well, like this week I had two logging jobs, two harvest jobs start. So I was out on the ground with our loggers, making sure that they're aware of important resources on the ground, making sure that they're clear on the destinations of the different mills that the wood is going to go to. Yesterday I spent the day with a road builder. They're out Rocking Road that they built this summer. And then actually yesterday, before I met the road builders, I was out at a nursery checking on seedlings that are growing that will be planted in this coming winter. So it really just depends on the day, depends on the season, depends on the week, but every day is a little bit different.
And for Oregon Women in Timber, you also normally, and maybe it's a little different at the moment, do like a big annual event and auction and things like that, right?
Yep. It always correlates with the logging conference that usually happens in February or first quarter of the year. And we do, that's our main fundraiser of the year, and that's when we have a big annual auction. And that is always at the Graduate in Eugene, the hotel in Eugene. And that is a main fundraiser to generate our biggest support of program called Talk About Trees, where we basically are in classrooms advocating for forest education.
When you try to go out and do that, what kind of response do you get from educators?
You know, I'd say most, I guess that's a good question. We have actually facilitators that are hired to do the Talk About Trees program in classrooms, so I don't really see the direct impact as far as what the teachers think, but I think that most teachers, especially locally, are really happy to see these facilitators come to their classrooms and teach their students about forestry, forest management, and then they also usually do a fun activity like make paper or something in the classrooms to really drive the point home as far as forest products goes.
Now, we have talked about this over the course of the month. This is National Forest Products Month, so your whole industry is kind of out there a lot talking to the public in opportunities like this.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Forest Products Month is obviously really important to Douglas County, especially with how many forest products we make here with our local mills and the industry that we have here. It's definitely an exciting month for our industry.
Now, for your organization, is it just people that are directly in the forest, or do you have some of the allied industries and things where folks are involved with?
We have members from all over different sectors. Many of our members are directly tied to the forest industry. We have lots of foresters, engineers, mill managers, but we also have log truck drivers, loggers' wives. We have school teachers. We have housewives, we have county commissioners, we have a little bit of everything in our industry. Basically, anyone who supports the timber industry and is mindful of active forest management is welcome to be a chapter member.
And I understand you even have a mascot?
We do, yep. Connie Fir is our mascot. She's obviously a conifer tree, a silly little tree that people dress up as.
Have you ever had to do that?
No, I will not be Connie Fir.
Very quick denial there. We might know.
That's, I'm too short.
I see. Well, that'd be like a younger tree.
There you go.
Okay. About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. What else should people know about managed forests?
You know, I think that the whole industry here in Douglas County is just so valuable. Douglas County has over 5,500 forest sector jobs, which is 12.8% of our county employment. And these are the average forest sector job is a fairly competitive salary, I would say, for the average salary in Oregon. So we're generating good jobs, we're generating valuable forest products, and we're also growing a renewable resource that we all use. We know we're making clean air, we're growing lumber, we're growing plywood, and we're growing habitat and maintaining clean water all at the same time. So
if people want to find out more about your organization, how do they get connected?
Sure. ORWIT, ORWIT, Oregon Women in Timber.org is our website. We also are really active on Facebook and Instagram. So if you're on Instagram, check us out. You can search for Oregon Women in Timber and There's lots to see on there.
All right, Whitney Hinneman, Douglas County Chapter of Oregon Women and Timber, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.